7 minutes past 6. Hello and welcome along to Sports Day. Well, it's day 16 of the footy frenzy. And tonight, the Swans take on the pre-season premiership favourites, the Giants, who remain miles away from the team that made last year's grand final. Now, speaking of which, the other footy frenzy that is being played out in the media is the location of this year's final game. It must be great for clickbait. For all around the nation, the whys and the why nots of the various venues are discussed on a daily basis, it seems, be it Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney, and even Melbourne is still being thrown up. Talk about playing politics with our state government still publicly saying they have a role to play in its negotiation. Spare me the posturing. Cop the extra year, even two, on the contract, but basically butt out and leave it to the AFL. There is surely another issue to focus on, and suggestions of looking for leverage either financially or in gaining guarantees for future Brownlows, etc., is bordering on the embarrassing. Which leads us to which state does host the grand final. Now, taken in isolation, each could produce a compelling argument. Perth and Adelaide have great stadia, have great history as football states, and have a team each that could get there. Financially, it would also be a bonus. Sydney has the biggest capacity, it has the Giants, and is the biggest city in the country that would no doubt enhance the TV audience. But this decision is not one that can be taken in isolation. It's a decision that will, though, tell us a lot about the integrity of the AFL as a business and as a partner. And given that without the Queensland government's unbelievable support in the toughest times of this season, when borders were closing or in fact closed, when other states turned blind eyes to how desperate things were becoming, some saying one thing one day and doing a complete opposite the next, there is only one place the AFL can hold this year's grand final, and that is at the Gabba. Given things in Queensland stay relatively as they are. Yes, it has the least capacity. Yes, it won't produce the best outcome financially on the day. And yes, it has a cricket pitch in the middle of it. But those considerations in 2020 are an irrelevance. For without Queensland support, there would probably have been no successful home and away, and therefore no grand final, at least one that was played in October. Other states can vie for the other finals, but in my view, we owe Queensland, and the Gabba is the only answer the Commission can make to the question as to where the grand final in 2020 will be played. You may agree, you may not. The Harcourt's open line is open. 13 13 32 is the number. Scoop McClure joins us. Welcome to you, Scoop.